What's going on? Happy Friday. Welcome to this Friday Fire episode of the Dealer Playbook, a podcast that explores what it takes to create a thriving career in the retail auto industry. I'm your host, Michael Cirillo. Today, super excited to share a quote that I love by Elon Musk. Here we go. Elon Musk. If you're listening to this at current, they just put astronauts in space, helped them get to the International Space Station. Isn't that crazy? Space, I don't know about you, like space blows my mind. Like it's just, I can't wrap my head around it. It goes on forever and ever and ever and ever. Totally crazy. If you're listening to this in the future and you're listening in the, you know, and you're going back and you're catching up on episodes, this is around the time when Elon Musk sent astronauts into space. And I think that's so crazy. I mean, undoubtedly, this guy has accomplished some phenomenal things. And both, and you know what I like about him right out of the gate? Not to like man crush levels, but something that I really appreciate about him is he doesn't care when his failures are public. Do you remember when they rolled out the Cybertruck and they decided to test the glass and he had the dude throw that big ball at the window and he was supposed to be indestructible and it completely just broke the glass? And what was his response? Okay, well, we're going to have to look at that. You know, it was very just whatever. And I love that. And I think one of the reasons why his success is so insane and so visible is because he's not just willing to show you the wins. I think a lot of people, I know I have at times, I've had this like failure complex. Like I'm too afraid to let people see me fail. I only want them to see the best parts of my life. That's why I joke about Facebook. You probably heard it on past episodes where I'm like, well, that's the problem I have with social media is that it's just the best parts of people's fake lives. And it's because we only show the best parts. But I love that he is willing to show his failures, very publicly show them. And I think that's why we also are super excited about his wins. Well, I want to just share a quote of his. That's what we do on the Friday Fire episode. I share a quote from somebody notable or maybe not so notable, but just something that gets you thinking through the weekend, through your day, through your commute. And then we talk about how we can apply it to our lives. So here's the Elon Musk quote that I want to share with you. He said, quote, "I could either watch it happen or be a part of it," close quote. That's it. Short and sweet. I could either watch it happen or be a part of it. Well, I want you to think about this in the context of your life. Are you watching whatever's happening happen to you, or is it happening because of you? Are you sitting in your showroom thinking, man, yeah, it's easy for guys like Ali Reda to talk about being the top salesperson in the country when he's got people lined up around the block waiting to get in? Or are you choosing to take control and work towards that outcome for yourself? Are you willing to put in the hours? Are you willing to put in the work? I mean, you know what really boggles my mind? This day and age, this immediate gratification culture that we have. What gets me is, you know, if people spent the same amount of time working their business and being a part of it as they did trying to get that perfect selfie for social media, for that thought-provoking post where they're so vulnerable and, oh my goodness, I'm without makeup today, and oh my goodness, I failed so hard today. If they put the same amount of time working in them and in their business that they did in that post, they'd be light years ahead of where they are today. Let me ask you, do you feel stuck? Do you feel stranded? Do you feel blockaded? Do you feel like there are barriers beyond your control? Well, you can either sit there and wonder how others are doing it, or you can choose to be a part of the solution for you. I think one of the greatest lessons that I've learned in my career is that I have way more control than I even understood. And maybe you just need somebody to tell you that for you. Maybe you're struggling in your career in car sales. Or you're struggling to get buy-in from your team and you feel like you're a complete failure. And maybe you're dealing with imposter syndrome. Like, why am I the leader of this store? Why am I the manager? I don't have anything good to contribute, or I don't have any good advice, or I'm, you know, whatever the case is. each of us is struggling with something, but there really are only two roles for us to take. We can be the bystander, or we can be in the game. We can be the player. I could either watch it happen or be a part of it, is what Elon Musk says. So I hope you think about this, okay? Take this into your day. Take this into the context of your life. Take this into the context of your career. What can you do to get onto the field much more deep? You know, when I was watching this Netflix documentary, The Last Dance, I'm sure everybody at this point has seen it. What I thought was really intriguing is the fact that you've got Michael, who is like the player, but then you've got Kerr, and you've got Pippen, and you've got Rodman, and you've got all the rest of the team. And at certain points during the documentary, and if you haven't seen this, not really a spoiler, because we've obviously know who the Chicago Bulls are and all these players, but they refer to themselves as role players. In other words, they knew their role. They knew what they were on the court doing, or they knew what job they had to fulfill. And the interesting thing about that is they would not win those championships without that. Sure, there might have been times where Kerr was like, "Yeah, I can sink a three, but I'm not Michael Jordan. Like, I'm not the star, dude. Who cares? He's got the championship rings, doesn't he? He contributed to the game, didn't he? Well, I want you to look at your life. What kind of a role player are you going to be? Are you the one that makes it happen? Are you a team player? Are you fighting for your family? Are you out on the court putting it all in when it matters? Or are you sitting there complaining that you only sold 8 cars and you can't seem to break out of the 8 car club, right? So there's a lot of ways that you can break out of your current situation and go to the next level. The first one is just accepting the role that you have and deciding to change. You got to accept, you're right. I haven't been putting it in the way I should. I'm not taking that extra step. I've been a little bit lazy. I'm not putting the work in, or maybe I haven't accepted that I have to put the work in. Well, first you got to accept where you're at so that you can move beyond it. I hope this brings a lot of value to you. Elon Musk is a pretty smart dude, super awkward, you know, not the best public speaker, but certainly a visionary, certainly knows that he could either watch it happen or be part of it. And I think we can all say that he is successfully being a part of it. He is making so many things come to life, and it's incredible to watch. I hope you're getting a ton of value out of the Friday Fire. Let me know on Facebook, on LinkedIn. I'd love to be able to connect with you there. Certainly, if you have topics for the show or you have a question that you would love to have the opportunity to be featured on an upcoming episode with your question, I would love for you to be able to send me a voicemail at 780-306-2021. And until next time, guys, keep the playbook open and dominate.